Let's play a little game of word association. Wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. I think of one of the biggest pains in the Eagles' side over the last decade. I still haven't watched the highlights from that 2008 NFC Championship game. What do the current Eagles say when they hear the name of the future Hall of Famer?
First ballot Hall of Famer, period. You know what I mean? A guy who, you know, consistently played at a high level, you know, for the Cardinals, and, I mean, a guy who's just make those tough catches, and they can depend on him a lot, for sure.
Great. I mean, what, he played how many years with only like 5-6 drops? He's getting like 100 receptions a year. He only dropped the ball 5 times in like 12, 13, 14 years. That's incredible.
They compliment him really well. He moves around a lot. He's strong hands. And obviously, he's a very respected guy in this league. So we have to, as a young guy and a guy with less experience than him, you have to really be on your P's and Q's and prepare for a fight, because that's one thing we see on film, that he's going to go and compete every play.
He's been consistent. You know, he's played at a high level since he's been in the league. And I think that's the most important part. You know, about being a good player, you have to be consistent. You know, you can't have ups and downs. You know, you got to be consistent with your great play. And he's been doing that, what, 12, 13 years now?
A top receiver in this league his entire career. The fact that he probably has one or two drops in the entire season. He's gone from being a number one receiver on the outside to now being a top slot receiver in the league. I don't think anybody questions that he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
The Eagles are 3-1. Wait, haven't we heard this before? Yeah, it was just a year ago, and we all know what happened. So why might things be different this time around?
You still feel the hunger, you know what I mean? Not saying the guys wasn't hungry last year, but for sure now, you know, we know the spot that we were in last year and how it ended. Now, you know, you see guys a lot more focused. You know, you see that laser sharp focus from everybody, and guys are still hungry to get more wins under our belt.
But I think it is important for us as players to stay very grounded. And it's just a simple question, you know, are you, you know, where you saw yourself being, you know, and have you arrived yet? And if you would ask me in August when, you know, or July when we were working out and doing all this training, if 3 wins would have made me happy, I would say no. And that's all we've done so far. Our dreams, our plans for this team is, you know, way more than just winning 3 games. And we've actually been in this spot before. And so 3-1 really doesn't mean anything. We got an opportunity to win another game at home. And that's all we can focus on. We can't you know, celebrate too long the things that we've accomplished so far. And we can't look too far off in the future to let what we have now slip away.
You know, I think it's good that we're winning close games. I think that's always a good sign. You know, there's a lot of most of the wins in this league are going to be close. I mean, I think most of the games in the NFL are usually decided by a touchdown or less a lot of the time. So the ability to close out close games ends up making the difference between playoffs or not. So the fact that we're doing that right now is good. Now, there's still things that we got to improve on, still things we got to get better at. And, you know, even though it's good to win close games, it's also good to put up a lot of points and make them a lot less close. So I think that, you know what, we just got to stick the course, realize that there's still things that we got to improve upon, and go from there.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the guys have really embraced that from last year. They learned from that, obviously. You know, the resiliency, as I mentioned the other day about the football team. You know, and you got great leaders on the team, too, both offensively and defensively. And you know, these guys, is it perfect? Is it a perfect 3-1? No. And we got a lot of work to do, obviously. And the guys understand that. And the guys want to be coached. They want to be coached hard. So, you know, I want them to hold me accountable. I'll hold them accountable. And we just keep plugging away. And hopefully we can stack a few wins together here in the next couple weeks.
When the Eagles signed LeGarrette Blount back in May, we all envisioned performances like the one he had on Sunday when he rumbled for 136 yards in the win over Los Angeles. However, there was one thing missing, a trip into the end zone. He vows that if he breaks off another big run, like the 68-yarder he had in the fourth quarter, he will make sure to cross the goal line.
I thought I should have just not tried to stiff arm him and just ran straight and I would have scored.
So that means you're going to not make that mistake again if it comes up this Sunday.
Can't make it again. I'm going to get it next time.
For the most complete, most thorough X's and O's breakdown of the Cardinals-Eagles showdown, make sure to watch Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless with host John Clark and analysts including Ike Reese and Mike Quick. Head coach Doug Peterson addresses the media on Friday at 10:30 a.m., and you know you'll be able to catch it here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.